Information presented on this program is believed to be factual and up to date, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, and it should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed. Discussions and answers to questions do not involve the rendering of personalized investment advice, but is limited to the dissemination of general information. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the options presented. Certified Advisory Corp is registered as an investment advisor with the SEC and only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements.
Stay tuned for On the Money, Central Florida's most listened to financial call-in show, brought to you by Certified Financial Group in Altamont Springs. It's the only show hosted exclusively by Certified Financial Planner Professionals. Monday through Friday, their CFPs provide financial planning and investment advice for a fee. But on Saturdays, the advice is absolutely free and has been for more than 30 years for their WDBO listeners. If you have a financial question you want answered by real fiduciaries, the lines are wide open. Call 844-580-WDBO. That's 844-580-WDBO. And enjoy the show.
And welcome to On the Money right here on WDBO 107.3 FM AM 580. Take us with you on the go wherever you go by using that WDBO app. Push play wherever you've got Wi-Fi, internet. Listen to this wonderful show of On the Money wherever you are in the world. Right now, we are so fortunate to be joined by a couple of certified financial planners with the Certified Financial Group. And by now, you know what this show is because it's served so many people. They have planned so many tomorrows for the people in the Central Florida area. Just pick up the phone right now and dial 844-580-9326. Joining us today is Harry Stadelmeyer and Joe Burt, one of the illustrious members of the Certified Financial Group, offering advice for over 30 years on this very station.
How about that?
How about 30 years?
How about that?
Good morning.
Actually, George Washington gave you guys a shout out for a Certified Financial Group. He said, thank you. I appreciate it.
You were still in grade school when we were doing this.
We don't have to go that far.
that sounds good, though.
Yeah. I wish I would have listened to you then.
You should have.
Oh, yeah.
Well, welcome. I believe I'm talking to Josh, who's been on vacation. And welcome back, Joe Burt, who's been on vacation.
It's good to be back.
Kind of nice to take a little time away, isn't it?
Oh,
and refresh your...
You've got to charge your batteries.
I mean, it's day to day, and I won't say grind because I love, and I know we all love what we do, but it's sometimes it's good to get away from what's the market doing today and all the pressures and things of the world that we do day to day. But it's good to refresh and
welcome
back.
When you're away and you come back, or when you're away, you get a little bit different perspective about, you know, your life, about business, about the world, and all those kinds of things. And you go to other parts of the world, and it really gives you an appreciation for what America is all about. So anyway, Harry and I are here to take questions, as our regular listeners know, about things that might be on your mind regarding your personal finances, as we have been now for more than 30 years, working with Central Floridians. And in fact, we have clients now in 28 states, and listeners probably in maybe 50 states. And I know we've had calls from across the pond. But in any case, Harry and I are here to take calls this morning, things that might be on your mind. We want to answer your questions to get you to and through your retirement years. We'll talk about your IRA, about a 401k, long-term health care, about insurance, real estate, all that and more, the things that Harry and I and the 14 other certified financial planners work with our clients day in and day out, providing financial planning and investment advice for a fee. But on Saturday morning here, we are absolutely free. So if you have any questions about any of those topics or anything I may not have mentioned, the good news for you is, well, I see we already got a call coming in. So Harry and I will vamp just a little bit while Josh is teeing up that call. And the topic of the day, why don't we tease it, Harry? What do we have here?
Well, the topic of the day is a continuation. If our listeners were listening 2 weeks ago with Chris Toedvine and Matt Murphy, they just scratched the surface about something that has really kind of hit home, especially this week in talking to a couple retirees. And that is, are you a happy retiree or are you a depressed retiree? And We're not going to necessarily get into the financials of why you're either happy or depressed, but we will, after we take George's call, we're going to start digging into really what does make a good retirement, and why are some people depressed and why are others happy? And again, it's not really money related, but it's an attitude. So we're going to dig into that a little bit today as well as a few other things. So, but I do believe we have George teed up. Is that correct?
That's right. We got George. And if you want to hop on the air, talk to Harry and Joe. The number to call is 844-580-9326, 844-580-WDBO, or feel free to send in your question via the open mic. I'll push play, and you'll still get the same valuable answers you will as if you called in. George giving us a call from Orlando. How you doing today, George?
Hello, George.
Fine, thank you.
What's up?
I have a flexible premium annuity that qualifies as an IRA. Mm-hmm. And whenever they send you the letter of the required minimum distribution, is it better to do it right away or wait till December?
Well, it depends on how good your crystal ball is there, George, because if you wait till the end of the year, you will get whatever gain or loss you've had for that year. So it really doesn't make a big difference. I mean, if you knew what the market was going to do, you're going to get that run up. The money stay invested, stay tax deferred until the end of the year. If you think the market is going to go down, you want to get it out on January the 2nd.
And that's assuming that you might be in equities as well, George.
That's a good point, Harry.
I mean, you know, if you pulled your RMD in January of this year thinking, oh boy, the bottom's going to fall out, and you were maybe a 60-40 portfolio, 60% equities, you're kind of upset that you pulled because to this point, I know it's not December, but equities have done quite well through the year. So it really kind of depends on the portfolio. But it is, as Joe said, it's kind of a crapshoot.
Yeah. And in the long run, it really doesn't make much difference. I mean, nobody's going to get it correctly 100% of the time. I wish I could tell you, George, but I can't tell you.
And a lot of times it's your needs. I mean, if you have a big project coming up or you have a large expense, I've had clients call up that were, scheduled to take it in December, and they decided maybe they want that new car this year, and they said, hey, can I pull my RMD early? And so it's you have that ability too. And I have a lot of people saying, hey, let's pull it now. We know the market's up a little this year. Let's go ahead and get it now.
Sure. So there's no right or wrongs, George. It's whatever your gut tells you. And perhaps if you're working with an advisor, he or she can sit down and look at what the other sources of income are and make a determination. But once again, there's no right or wrongs. How's that?
If I take it out now, then that money wouldn't be gaining interest, right?
Well, you can take it out. You're going to have to pay taxes on it. It depends on whether or not you have money taxes withheld. If you don't have taxes withheld, you can take all that money and then reinvest it and let it grow somewhere and maybe get a better rate of return than where it is. But don't forget, you're going to have to pay taxes come next year on it.
George, is this your first distribution?
No, but I just kind of like a babe in the woods, I'm not too well-versed at all this.
Okay. Well, yeah, you could, as Joe said, you can reinvest it. Now, if you spend it, obviously, no, you're not going to get anything on that. But you certainly don't.
No, but I was thinking if I haven't taken it now, that money that I haven't taken for it, would that money from here to December wouldn't be gaining interest, right?
Well, now, wait a minute. You said what kind of annuity do you have, George?
A flexible. Premium annuity that qualifies as an IRA.
Okay, so a flexible premium. So it sounds like it's a fixed annuity where you have a fixed interest rate. Is that correct?
Yeah, it can't go below 4.5. Mm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have a fixed interest rate. Yeah, so holding it on till the end of the year probably makes sense.
Well, the other thing, Joe, George, is that if I don't know who you bank with, but some CD rates, I mean, if you decided to take it now, there are some CD rates with some banks that are paying north of 5%. So if you have a flexible annuity that's paying 4, and you go walk into your bank and they say, yeah, we'll do a year CD for 5, you may want to pull it now. And in essence, put that money maybe into a CD if that makes you comfortable. So, yeah, you could still get a return on that distribution.
I want to circle back to my original suggestion to you, George. When you told us what you had, I thought you had a variable annuity, which means it would be probably invested in the market, and that's why my comments were, should you wait till the market goes up or down or sideways? But you have an annuity with a guaranteed interest rate. or, you know, a stable interest rate. So really, you know, you're probably wait till the end of the year unless you can get a better rate of return, as Harry says, and move it out. So that's the way that's the way to do it.
Oh, thank you very much.
All right, don't forget the taxes.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
All right, George, thanks for the call.
Thank you so much, George. That opens up a line for you to call in today, 844-580-9326, 844-580-WDBO. These questions always turn into more questions, so I love that maybe something that was on George's mind may have jogged something in your mind. That's the beauty of having these experts on the air answering your questions, 844-580-WDBO.
So we were talking about, we kicked off the program while you're teeing up George's call there. Harry, what do we have here?
Yeah, so we have an article that came across my desk and Matt's desk and Chris is about what makes a good retirement. And there are three traits of happy retirees. Number one is having at least $500,000 or so in liquid assets, having some money, obviously, in your portfolio, and then paying your mortgage being paid off, and then multiple streams of income. But the ones that I found interesting are the six non-financial traits. And one is curiosity. You know, we hear that curiosity kills the cat, but a lack of curiosity can also be a problem in retirement. If you stop being relevant, if you're not looking for different activities to keep you active, that is a real bad sign of just kind of wandering aimlessly, if you will. Number two is a purpose. You have to have a purpose when you retire. I spoke to someone this last week who has no financial issues, 55, retired, and I was chatting with him. I said, "How are you doing?" And he said, "Harry, I'm bored out of my mind." And he's 55 years old, and you think about life expectancy of 85 or 90.
Yes.
Wow, he's going to, and he said, he said, "I've done very well in business. I've bought and sold businesses, and I've done extremely well, but," he said, "I'm bored. I don't have anything going right now. Don't know if I really want to." And he was depressed.
Yeah.
So he was truly, truly depressed. And so he needs to find a purpose. He needs to find another direction, something that stimulates him. The other one is social connections.
You have a client, let's circle back to that. You have a client that was a successful executive here in town with a company who we won't mention,
but is
now doing what down at Disney?
Well, he's driving a boat from the parking lot to Magic Kingdom.
I mean, the shuttle bus.
The shuttle bus, whatever. He was bored out of his mind, and he thought, this is a great way to meet people. And this is a very, very high executive of a very large company in Central Florida. And he decided that he had to do something. And I think that was more his wife kicking him out.
Well, it works both ways.
Happy
wife, so, happy life.
Yeah. So, you know, you have to, 97% of retirees have a strong sense of purpose and are generally happy. Social connections. There's a statistic that shows that if you're involved in a church or a synagogue, you're extremely much more happy. Social connections, get involved in a club or get involved in some activity that the Elks Club or something of that sort. And the thing that's really important, this doesn't happen the day you wake up after you retire. You walk into your boss and you say, "Hey, I'm done. Harry and Joe have done a great job of getting me there financially." You know, you don't wake up one day and say, "I'm going to start working out at the gym," if you haven't done it for the previous 50 or 60 years.
Right.
It's a habit. It's something that you need to you need to connect. And that was an important part of this article is having, start that now. Start walking that mile now. Also, retiring at your planned time. Those that have been surprised by retirement are extremely much more depressed because they haven't done what? They haven't planned.
You got it.
And then obviously one of the most important is personal health, and that's probably the most. Without your health,
you got nothing.
Retirement is not good.
Yep, for sure. Well, I see we're up against a break there, Josh, so take it away, buddy.
That's right. If you want to hop on the air, help plan your retirement live on the air, the number to call is 844-580-9326. Harry and Joe with the Certified Financial Group are here to serve you today. Help you plan your tomorrow. 844-580. Sorry.
That's all right. I'm ready.
Two guys on vacation are jumping the gun. Forgot the deal.
All right. The number to call to help plan your tomorrow,
today
is 844. We're going to get through this. I know. 844-580-WDB.
I'm like Pavlov's dog. You say tomorrow and I'm with today.
I know. I love it. I love it. You know. All right. Or you can leave an open mic, which we have one coming up here after this break, an open mic requesting some advice from the experts. Are you ready, Joe?
I'm ready.
All right. You're listening to On the Money, where we are planning tomorrow.
Today.
With Joe Burt of the Certified Financial Group. Welcome back to On the Money, right here on WDBO 107.3 FM, AM 580, always streaming live in that WDBO app. Pick up the phone right now. We got Joe Burt and Harry Stadelmeyer on the phone answering your questions. I guess they're in the studio. You're on the phone. That's how this whole process works. Call in now, 844-580-9326. Get your questions answered. Roth IRA, 401k, HSA questions. Help plan your retirement. 844-580-WDBO, or feel free to send in your open mic today. Or I guess we have some email questions coming in. How about that, guys?
Let's do it.
Perfect.
All right. This one comes to us. We've got about 3 minutes. I have $120K in student loans and $60,000 in auto and credit debt card debt. My wife and I earn approximately $225,000 per year and have $400,000 of equity in our home. All right, so I'll repeat that. $120K in student debt, $60K auto and credit debt, and they earn $225 per year with $400K equity in their home. A lot of numbers. I guess your whole career is numbers. Their question is, should we sell our home and pay off our debt and keep trying to reduce our debt on a monthly basis?
Wow, it sounds to me like there's a $120 in student debt, $60,000. Sounds like there's a situation there where we need to do a little plastic surgery. You know, they have very nice income, but I don't know why you would, I mean, I think you agree, why you would, Joe, sell a home that you have equity in to pay off debt, and then where are you going to go? You're going to buy another house?
Yeah.
You're going to go to an apartment? I mean, they do have very nice equity. I don't like the fact that, you know, obviously somebody's been in school for a while and then racked up some other debt, but it seems to me like they have a lifestyle that is not conducive to their income, and they've gotten themselves in. And again, maybe this was a situation where somebody was in school, things didn't work out, and you know, now they're a different career path or something of that sort. But I'm not sure that I would give up a home, especially in this interest rate environment. You have to live somewhere. You know, I think the income they have is good. The 225 is good. So I'm not sure I'd throw the baby out with the bathwater.
I think the most important thing for them is to get a handle on where the money's going.
Correct.
Expense. You know, it's take a hard look at your lifestyle choices. It's, you know, are you going out to eat dinner three times a week and you're doing the Starbucks routine? You're taking those big vacations, buying those new cars. You know, there's ways to get yourself out of debt if you're willing to pull. But everybody, nobody wants to pay the price to do what you got to do.
No,
they're looking
correct.
For the quick fix.
Yeah, many folks that come in to see us, they immediately can tell us exactly how much money they're earning,
mm-hmm.
their income. I have X amount from here and here and here, and then when you ask about their expenses, so what are you spending? And sometimes there's a blank stare. It's like, not really sure. If there's a hole in the boat, we need to know how big that hole is.
Right,
and
right.
In this situation, with good income, decent income, you know, they could get very healthy within a year or two. And again, I think selling the home, and again, I don't know where they would go, especially with interest rates, if they have to, you know, they would maybe have to finance.
Do they say what their interest rate is?
No interest rate. $400,000 in equity. So I'm assuming they didn't say if there was also a mortgage.
Oh.
But they did say 400 in equity, so that was probably a pretty nice little home. So I don't know that I would sell the home to pay off student loans and credit card debt. That leaves you homeless.
Well, I think the most important thing is to do some planning. How often, you know, we've talked about expenses. We give our clients what we call the blue form.
The blue sheet.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, tell us what you spend and how often do you hear what?
I have no idea. Yeah.
I didn't realize.
Yeah, or they come back and say, wow, this was eye-opening.
That's right.
And that happens more times than not.
Yeah, but that's all part of planning. There's no rights or wrongs. Our job is to look at what you're doing, not to be critical, but to show you what you need to do now so you're ready for when those retirement years comes, that you can get you through retirement years and there's no surprises. That's what financial planning is all about, is what we do at Certified Financial Group, 16 certified financial planners providing financial planning and investment advice for a fee, working with you as fiduciaries. Remember, anybody can call themselves a financial planner. Only certified financial planners are required to work with you as fiduciaries, and that's what we are here. Go to our website, that's financialgroup.com, financialgroup.com. Learn all about Harry and me and the other 14 certified financial planners here, and we're up against the clock, so take it away, Josh.
844-580-9326 is the number to call to pick the brains of Harry and Joe. Plan your retirement, 844-580-WDBO, or send in your open mic now. Those are very easy. Just push the open mic button inside that WDBO app. I'll push play on the air, and then I'll push play on the experts here, where they give you their expert advice and help you plan your retirement. You are listening to On the Money, where we're planning tomorrow.
Today.
With the Certified Financial Group.
Welcome back to On the Money, Central Florida's most listened to financial call-in show, brought to you by Certified Financial Group in Altamont Springs. It's the only show hosted exclusively by Certified Financial Planner Professionals. Monday through Friday, their CFPs provide financial planning and investment advice for a fee. But on Saturdays, the advice is absolutely free and has been for more than 30 years for their WDBO listeners. If you have a financial question you want answered by real fiduciaries, the lines are wide open. Call 844-580-WDBO. That's 844-580-WDBO. And enjoy the rest of the show.
Welcome back to On the Money, right here on WDBO 107.3 FM, AM 580. Take WDBO with you on the go, utilizing that WDBO streaming feature. Listen to us wherever you got the internet, Wi-Fi, 3G, 5G, whatever out there is out there now. Feel free to push play. If you want to hop on the air, we are listening to On the Money with the Certified Financial Group. In the show today is Harry Stadelmeyer and Joe Burt of the Certified Financial Group, answering your questions, planning your retirement.
Today!
Oh, brother. Hop on. If you just want to call in and yell today, the number to call is 844-580-9326. 844-580-WDBO, or send in your open mic. Or if you want to go to Joe and ask him what day it is right now, you can go to the futuristic office of the Certified Financial Group for one of their highly anticipated workshops.
Yeah, today's workshop is full. Matt Murphy is conducting one on the stages, four stages through retirement. No, I'm sorry, on legacy planning.
Legacy
planning was an estate planning attorney, and it's a full house for those folks that signed up. We hope you do show up because we reserved a seat for you. So that today is done, and what do we have to come
but,
up with? Right?
But and as evidenced by today, these workshops are filling up pretty nicely.
Well, you know, they're topics that people need to know, stuff that we've learned through many years of doing this, and that people always walk away shaking their heads. Geez, I didn't know that. And then they send their friends. So if you want to know what the next ones are, Harry, what
it's
do we
October 11th. Yep. On October 11th, 6:30 to 8:00. I believe that's a Wednesday. I didn't look that up, but I think it's a Wednesday evening, 6:30 to 8:00. Charles Curry will be talking about getting long-term planning right, the do's and don'ts of long-term planning. And this one really hits home with me. I just had a client that has been with me for 25 some years, had a little procedure, 10% chance of something going wrong. It went wrong.
Yeah.
And they checked her in, and she will be in a long-term care facility for who knows how long. So if you are thinking about long-term care and long-term care planning, it's one of those things that, it'll never happen to me. Think again.
No, Harry, we see it every
all
week.
All the time. Yeah.
I mean, you know, you and I have been at this for a long time, and that's the good news. And the bad news is that the clients that we got in the early years today are older than we are, and some are younger. And we see the those things happening. And it, you want to make these decisions when you don't have to make them in a crisis situation. At least you want to know what your alternatives are. You don't want to be start searching and Googling information when mom or dad is in the hospital or whatever. And you got to make those, at least get the information and know where to look. So Charles is going to be covering that.
Yeah. And the beauty of the situation I just talked about, they've been with me for a long time. Mm-hmm. And that was part of their planning recommendation.
Of course.
And so now we are in the process of filling out paperwork, which was somewhat of a relief to him saying, oh, I forgot.
I said,
here's some paperwork. Right. We need to get this going because you are going to need this check. I mean, they could do it. I mean, they've saved money. But still, it's what we plan for.
Today.
So that's October 11th, 6:30 to 8. You can register on our website or call our office on Monday. And then the 28th, the ever-popular healthcare options. Gary Abley from 10 to 12, that is a Saturday morning. That's October 28th. So those are the two in October, the 11th on long-term and then 28th healthcare options. Gary Abley, the ABCDs and all those.
Yeah, this one fills up awfully fast because it's the one of getting through that maze of when you turn age 65 and your mailbox explodes with all these opportunities that you might have regarding your Medicare supplement. Should you do a Medicare Advantage, the pros and cons of that, what to look for, Medicare Part A, Part B, Part C, Part D, what's the best supplement for you, all that stuff. Once again, we don't sell this stuff, but what we do is offer education. So if you want any information about any of these workshops that we do, go to our website. That's financialgroup.com, financialgroup.com. Click on events and you make your reservation right there online. And we hope to see you there.
Yeah, knowledge is power.
It is.
Knowledge is power.
For sure. So I said we'd got another text question floated in there. Josh, take it away, buddy.
We certainly do. If you want to hop on the air, the number to call is 844-580-9393. Where am I? 844-580-9326, 844-580-WDBO. And I believe that very same, no, it's Rodney Ownby is taking calls off the air. If you want to hit him up and get personal with your advice, the number to call is 407-869-9800. Email question number two. I have a portfolio with a financial planner valued at $1.7 million. My planner has me in over 100 individual stocks. I've been listening to this show on the money for a few years and always hear you talk about being diversified. I'm assuming with over 100 stocks, I am diversified. Can you, is this true?
Never assume. Yeah. Never assume without digging into, first of all, good night, 100 stocks. Quite honestly, if that client were to walk in and put that portfolio down, we would say, okay, we're gonna change the complexity of this completely.
Let's back up here. Do we know anything about the age? We got the age on this guy?
I don't think so.
Okay. I don't see an age.
And this is, we don't know if this is the only assets that he or she has.
Correct.
Okay. So let's assume it's the only assets that they have.
It's a sizable amount.
Okay.
Right? Yeah.
But it's all in stocks.
Correct.
So what does this tell you?
Well, it tells you that, again, this person could be 50, could be 80, don't know. Mm-hmm. But, you know, chances are that he is really heavy into equities, perhaps.
Right.
And not only just equities, probably large cap tech equities.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, there's some talk about the tech industry being a little bit overpriced. I mean, I know we in this firm have talked a lot about value, moving from some growth to value, which is what we do occasionally. We'll do some rebalancing, and in our investment committee might recommend that we do maybe a little more value. We have a great committee that puts that together. But in this situation, there's a good chance that 80 or 90% of that portfolio is literally. I had a lady walk in one time. She goes, I'm very well diversified. I have CDs in 9 different banks. That's not diversified. Now, you know, maybe you want to stay under that FDIC limit. But having 100 stock means really nothing. You want to look at large cap. I mean, there are over 100 different asset sectors.
Right.
And when you work with a certified financial planner and they are fiduciary and they have your best interest at heart, diversification means you have large, small, mid, you have some bonds, some bond funds, some ETFs,
maybe some real estate,
some value, some real estate, yep, maybe some international stuff.
Right.
And so you cannot assume, and I would invite this individual, if happened to be listening again this morning, to let us just take a peek at what you have, and we will tell you if you're diversified or not. And we would probably share with you the way we feel is the best way to manage assets for an individual based on your risk tolerance level.
And
that's
your
where we start.
And your time horizon, because those will go hand in hand. The more time you have, the more aggressive you should be, because you can ride the market, because markets do go down. But if you hang in there long enough, you get great returns, and that's been history. But what you don't want to do is be forced to sell when the markets are down because you didn't do any planning. So that's what it's all about.
And the other thing is, out of those 100 stocks, there's probably a good chance that we could maintain positions in those 100 stocks with maybe 10 or 15 symbols versus 100 and some QSIP numbers, if you will.
Right.
So we can make life easier for you as well.
Yeah. You know, I think people like to own the individual stocks because they like to see the names. You know, I own Apple, I own Meta, I own Walmart. And I understand the psychology of that, but that isn't the really way to build long-term financial security.
No.
Anyway, I see we got a call there. Josh, take it away, buddy.
That's right. Kathy's calling in from Lake Mary. Kathy,
Hello.
Go ahead. You're on
Kathy?
The air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How can we help you?
In March of this year, I inherited an annuity. My sister-in-law had passed away. It had matured. She had held it for 8 years. And I'm thinking about moving it to a better investment, and I'm wondering if the gain on this will be a short-term or a long-term capital gain for me.
It's not going to be a capital gain at all. It's going to be taxed to you as ordinary income.
Which is worse.
Yes. Yeah. Now,
ordinary income?
Yes. Now, let me ask you this. You said it's an annuity. I understand that. Was the annuity in an IRA or just a straight-out annuity, not an IRA?
Not an IRA.
Okay, just a straight annuity. So you will have to pay taxes on any gain that she had, not on the whole amount, but just on the gain. So if she put in 100 and it's worth 120, you'll pay ordinary income on the $20,000.
So ordinary income for me
on the gain. That's correct.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, well.
All right, Kathy.
I appreciate the answer.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You.
Sorry for your loss.
Bye. Okay. Bye. Thank you.
And that is some of the negative of buying annuities. You know, we've had a lot of folks come in and say, well, what about an annuity? And sometimes those can be tax time bombs.
Yeah,
those,
you know what you're doing.
Those can be tax time bombs.
Right. Now, you know, you been the spouse, there's different treatment on that. Mm-hmm. So, but you not being as a spouse in the situation, you're going to be taxed at ordinary income rates. So that's the way that plays out. And, you know, we're talking about diversification and quality of investments. This is probably a good time to talk about Score My Funds, Harry.
Yes, it's an opportunity for you to have us, in fact, look at your portfolio. We use something here called FI360, which is a kind of a 11 criteria that we feel make up a good mutual fund or ETF, alpha, beta, standard deviation, on and on, what most people couldn't care less about, but we certainly do. And it's a way for us to evaluate your portfolio and let you know if you really do have quality. And you can do that by the website is
ScoreMyFunds.com. ScoreMyFunds.com. Go to the website. There's a pull down menu. If you don't, you need the ticker.
Yeah, you need your ticker.
The ticker is the letter symbols. If you don't know it, there's a pull down menu. You can plug it right in. And we'll send you the report absolutely free, and you can then determine what you have. If you'd like to follow up with us and perhaps improving or changing your portfolio, that's why we are here. And I hear the bumper music, so take it away, Josh.
Thank you much. One more segment coming up with Harry and Joe of the Certified Financial Group. The number to call is 844-580-9326. Send in your open mic via the free WDBO app. You're listening to On the Money, where we're planning tomorrow.
Today.
With the Certified Financial Group. Welcome back to the final segment of On the Money right here on WDBO. We've been helping you plan your future for the better part of an hour, but as the show comes to an end, I want to tell you that we have Rodney Ownby standing by off the air to answer your calls. If anything pops into your head for the last second, the number to call is 407-869-9800. Harry Stadelmeyer and Joe Burt have been advising the area. Me, mainly me. I just, you know, I pretend no one else is listening. I write down everything they say. And I say, you know what Joe told me today? You know what Harry said last week? It's one of the beauties of being this here job. But 844-580-9326 is the number to call. 407-869-9800. is a number to call if you want some off-air advice by Rodney. But I heard Harry and Joe talking during the break about a conversation Harry had with someone of an underrepresented group.
Yes, I actually met with a client this week that unfortunately lost her husband in a tragic motorcycle accident years and years ago. And so she has been there, done that, and we met this week to go over her portfolio and talk a little bit. She has become very, very involved in something called the Modern Widows Club. The third largest widow population is in the United States.
Wow.
There are over 12 million widows in the United States. Just to give you an idea, New York City has 8.8 million people. So 11.8 million. And these are individuals that sometimes are ignored. And again, I'm not talking, this organization called the Modern Widows Club is not about financial. This isn't about managing your money. That's what Joe and I do. But this is about anybody out there that knows a widow or you are a widow, that this organization will help you thrive in widowhood. It's empowering widows to thrive is the idea of this. It's an organization. They will love on you. They will hug on you. They will help you get through.
They understand.
They understand.
They've been there, done that.
So I just wanted to mention her organization. She is very, very involved, and I promised her that I would just mention that. And if you want to get more information, just email me at harry@financialgroup.com, harry@financialgroup.com, and I'd be happy to put you in touch with this organization that does so much good for so many widows that are hurting, that have pain, and maybe they can just be a real blessing to you as you go through this. And she has told me about two- and three-time over widows. So
that statistic, 70% of all married women
will become widows.
70%. Well, that's,
70%.
Women kill us, Harry. I want to tell you.
I had, don't want to be morbid here, but I went to 13 funerals. All were male, but one.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. It is an area that needs some attention. So again, if you're interested or you know someone that is struggling, harry@financialgroup.com, and I'd be happy to put you in touch with this. It's just, again, another part of what we do. Yeah. And this again is not to benefit Certified Financial Group. It's, of course, we can help you from the financial standpoint, but
join the club.
Yes.
At least get information. You know, it's to segue on that, this week we got another inquiry for anybody who's ever been to our website. You can make an appointment through our website. And we ask when they fill out the form, you know, why you're coming to see us. And once again, it was a situation, well, you know, I'm getting up in years and I want to be sure that if and when I pass on, my wife has a home financially to go to. And I understand and trust the people that she's going to be doing business with in the future years. That's what we call planning. So folks, if you're in that kind of situation, if at least you want to come by and kick the tires, find out what we do, how we do it, have we been around now for almost 50 years, serving the third and maybe the fourth generation now of clients here in Central Florida, providing financial planning and investment advice for a fee, working as fiduciaries. You can find us at financialgroup.com. That's financialgroup.com. And as a minimum, come to one of our workshops and find out what we're all about. Leave your checkbook at home. They are absolutely free, and hope to see you there.
Yeah, again, just to reiterate, the workshops coming up in next month, October 11th, Charles Curry, Getting Long-Term Care, and then October 28th, the Healthcare Options with Gary Abley on the 28th, and that's 10 to 12. That's a Saturday morning. These are free. We don't hold you hostage here. Information is power, and that's what we do all day, all week.
And
if you like what you hear, go on to our website, set an appointment, come on in, let's have a cup of coffee and talk about your situation.
There you go. All right, Josh, take it away. It's been a pleasure being with you. Glad you're back. I'm glad I'm back.
And have a great week, everyone.
And we're doing what?
We are planning tomorrow.
Today.
At the Certified Financial Group.